It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hello there, this is Neil Burston.
And Stuart McIntyre.
And we are in our internet chat room here in the wilds of the English countryside. And we're talking about the recent UK Lotus User Group session.
Yeah, UK LUG was a great session held last Wednesday, 26th September, at Hatfield, which is a little town about 20 miles north of London, organised by the team headed up by Warren Elsmore, but also featuring people like Bill Buchan, Paul Mooney, Matt White and Kitty and so on. And they did a fabulous job of organising a very professional event.
Yeah, that was evident from the outset, the professionalism, you know, things like the logos, the banners, all that sort of thing, tremendous.
And very well attended. I mean, there were probably around 100 people there, probably 80% of which were customers. A really good turnout. Lots of different sector companies there, lots of very keen users of Notes and Domino, but also some of the other Lotus products as well. And, you know, the great thing I took away from that was that the people were very willing to chat about the products they had in use, how they'd used them, some of the gotchas they come up with. And there's a real good session of networking going on over lunch and some of the other breaks.
Yep. And, you know, the whole event was kicked off by a really quite major name, Kevin Cavanagh, head of Notes and Messaging, I believe. And, yep. You know, a great name to deliver the keynote speech. I think he was doing a bit of a whirlwind tour around the place. But, you know, I think it was great to have such a big name there. And I think we all got out of a number of things out there, like basically the overall strength of the product portfolio, things like application on demand, you know, hosting capabilities, end-user orientated ads, with Lotus featuring heavily there, and some of the stuff that got mentioned at VoiceCon, same time Unite.
Yeah, basically covering a lot of the announcements that were made at the Collaboration Summit a couple of weeks ago. And I believe there's several sessions around the Collaboration Summit running in the next few weeks. So I'm sure a lot of people will hear about those announcements very soon. That was followed up by a number of case studies, including a really good one by HSBC about driving down the cost of email. That was very interesting from the point of view of how they approached email and how in a very large organisation they could really cut costs by basically changing the culture of how people use email. So that was a great session. And then you know, it was too many to go into really, but another one I got a lot from was Prudential, and they went into how they deployed same-time meeting centres, web conferencing and so on, and really, again, cut costs in their business, but also gave users a lot of functionality they'd really be looking for.
Yeah. Following that, there was Mark Halloran from the Salvation Army, who told a great story about the whole history of the Salvation Army, kind of as a background to explaining some of the use of technology, how they use it in some in some areas that have got, you know, poor comms lines, and some of the great creative things that you've been doing with it. You know, the fact they've linked into Facebook. They've got a content management system that they've developed that they're giving out to the Open NTF community for further development, a really good session.
Yeah, absolutely, and I got a huge amount from that in terms of how to make, you know, technology really work in the way your business needs it to work. You know, Salvation Army have a particular set of requirements that Domino absolutely fits into, so a great study for everybody to take something away from. Some sessions in the afternoon run by Computer Centre, who hosted the event, so a shout to them, they did a really good job there. Darren Adams presented on Same Time, BlackBerry presented on some of their technology, so something for everyone, definitely. After the break in the afternoon, there was a really good round table session which had very much a feel of a BOF session, a Birds of a Feather session from Lotusphere. Warren Elsmore did a great job of running that.
Yep.
And there was an awful lot of feedback from some of the customers and the partners there.
Yeah. I thought it was a tremendous session, the way that the quality and level of comment and suggestions, you know, it went from one speaker to the next. Nobody was talking over each other, everybody was listening, and some fantastic comments about how to make the most of the user group and really give a benefit for the whole community there.
Yeah, and following that, we were on to the Mooney and Buchan show of the famous worst practices sessions from Lotusphere. Paul went through the What's New in the Notes 8 client and then joined up with Bill Buchan to cover What's New in Domino 8 administration and development. So great sessions and very talented speakers, obviously, although we may have heard the jokes one too many times now.
They're always high quality, though.
They are indeed.
I helped run a session for effectively what's the IBM Lotus Connection Special Interest Group, or to make it a bit more manageable, we've given it a nickname of Connector, except we've dropped the final O or the final E, depending on how you spell it. And that was basically a quick run through the product, why it's here, a quick demo, a very, very good demo that's available publicly on the IBM demo sites. And then we had some help from a chap called David Gertine, who's one of the leading knowledge management facilitator conference specialists in the world. He travels all over the world helping in these sort of events. We ran a discussion session to talk about the obstacles you face to social networking within an organisation and trying to justify the benefits that clearly are there. So that was a bit different, a bit less presentation, a bit more engagement, perhaps. That's really
indeed
good.
And something I took away from that, Neil, was very much how the cultural change needs to accompany the technology change, and that great tools, though, you know, Lotus Connections and other tools like that, are, you really do need to change the culture and get people to really adopt these new technologies to really make them work in your business. That was followed up by a closing session by Warren, and then we all adjourned to a local hotel for an evening drinks reception, which was hosted by one of the sponsors of the event. So all in all, a great day, real sort of jam-packed full session, right from 9 in the morning till sort of 7 or 8 in the evening. And I think an awful lot of customers and partners got a huge amount from the event.
Yep, and roll on the next one.
Indeed. And overall, I think that the great reception that this got, the UK Lug got, along with iLug and Snug up in Scotland, I think really does serve a resurgence for the user group community in the UK, and I think that bodes very well for the Lotus business in the future.
Yeah, can only be a good thing. Okay, right, well, that's all we had to say at this point, so cheers for now.
Thank you, bye.